Hey Gratitude Seeker, today we will explore Gary Vee's recipe for having a lot of energy, and of course it has a lot to do with gratitude. Recently, I shared the post on Instagram that was originally from Gary Vaynerchuk, and it was actually a quote from him that said, "My energy, every single ounce of it, comes from gratitude." And until I will get to actually interview him on gratitude, because he's a really big believer in gratitude and in the power of gratitude, I was thinking that I could explore this and see why he's so passionate about gratitude and how it works for him. So Gary Vaynerchuk is an entrepreneur. His net worth was around $160 million in 2017. And he gives jobs to almost 900 employees, according to LinkedIn. So we could say that he has quite a lot on his plate, and that energy is quite important to be able to manage everything. He also has a vlog and a podcast, and he shares a lot about his secret to success and what's important for him and why he's so grateful and so driven. One of the reasons is that he was born in Belarus in the former USSR. His parents were fortunate enough to find their way to America as part of an exchange program where Soviet Jews were allowed to immigrate to the US in exchange for food aid. He talks a lot about how hard it would have been for him to make any of the things that he made possible become real if he would have stayed in Belarus, because there was this big dictatorship there, and people were discouraged in doing business and in providing value for the community and for the country. So him knowing the alternative and always remembering how life could have been if he wasn't lucky enough to emigrate to the US is one of the reasons why he is so grateful and so driven to make a difference. And he isn't the typical type of immigrant. Like in school he had really bad grades, like D's and F's, but he had other skills that he put into motion at a really young age. He was a really good salesman, and he managed to open not just one but a few lemonade stands, and he was making quite a lot of money with that. Afterwards, he was selling baseball cards, and he said that he was making like thousands of dollars every week. So even if he was failing in school, in the real life, he was pretty good. He was doing the things that the grown-ups were doing, and he was doing them even better than they were doing them. And I believe this has a lot to do with being in a poor family, and at one point they were living with the extended family in a shared studio apartment in Queens. So it makes sense why school wasn't that interesting and actually providing for the family was. Another thing that he mentions is the great parenting that he had, especially his mom's support and confidence made him feel that he has a mission to help other people that didn't have as great parents as he did, to have that confidence to do amazing things in the world. So he knows he's lucky, but he's also generous in sharing that confidence with other people. And if we put things together, we can see why he thinks that gratitude is such a great motivator and such a great energy booster, as he's aware of the blessings in his life he appreciates them and he shares them with the world. Like we've been talking in one of the past episodes, that when you are grateful for your blessings, generosity and helping other people is something that comes to mind and to heart really easy. And it's also really motivating and really energizing. But another perspective is how we feel when we're not grateful, when we are not happy about our life. We feel that a lot of our energy is drained somehow. Maybe we feel that there is no hope for the future, or it's not worth it to do things or to be active or to have energy. But gratitude shows us the bright side of life and the fact that there are so many things that are worth living for and that are worth our time, our energy. And if Gary Vaynerchuk gets every ounce of his energy from gratitude and he manages almost 900 people, there is a huge amount of energy in gratitude. It's just up to us to explore it, to find ways to bring it to the surface, to find ways to connect with it, and to do great things with that energy. So what are the things in your life that can get you moving, get you motivated when you feel gratitude for them? What is your why? What is that thing that you're working for that drives you, that really makes you feel grateful that you're able to do every single day, that has a great impact in people's lives? What are the things in your life that you managed to overcome to get to where you are today and do the things that you are able to do right now? Think about it, feel about it, and enjoy the energy that gratitude gives you. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks a lot for sharing. And today and this week, don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.